Case number 10664, 26 Center LLC, east of Route 113, west of Road 334. A special use exception to place a billboard, a variance for additional signs on a billboard, a variance from the maximum height and square footage requirements, and a variance from the setback requirements for a billboard.
Name and address.
Andrew Timmons, 11198 Signature Boulevard, Sevierville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Hold it.
Good evening. Thank you for your time tonight. I've just provided you with a few handouts. Please feel free to stop me at any time as I go through this. I'm before you tonight requesting a special use permit and variances to build two new billboard structures and to renovate two existing structures. On page one of my handout, you can see an aerial photo of the site. The property is uniquely shaped in that it is linear in shape and angular at one end. It is approximately 2.5 acres and is zoned C1. It has over 1,400 feet of road frontage and has traffic counts of over 25,000 cars per day. The property has been in our family since the 1950s and has been used for commercial purposes on and off for the entire time that we have owned it. The site is currently used as a barn and shed sales center. And on page two, I've included a plat showing the existing conditions for this site. From this plat, you can see that we have a billboard structure currently on Route 20 and another on Route 113. After having two meetings with DelDOT's outdoor advertising supervisor, Mr. Ed Maloney, we came up with the plat found on pages 3 and 3.5. which reflect the application before you tonight. In this plat, you can see that I am proposing the addition of two billboard structures and the conversion of two existing salt-treated pylon structures to steel monopole structures. The description and list of variances needed for these structures can be found on page 4. All but one of these setback variances affect property that is owned by my family. So in other words, we're pretty much the adjacent property owner in the area. Only one setback variance is not within my own family. On pages 5 through 9, I've included pictures of businesses that directly front our site. So if you're standing at our site at the intersection of Route 20 and 113, looking northwest, you would see the first picture. It used to be Corman's liquor store. Not sure what happened to it, but it's definitely changed over the last few years. The next picture, page 6, is the store directly adjacent to it, north of it. Page 7 is standing on our property looking exactly north, and that's Mr. Parker's property. Page 8 is looking northeast, and that's Sussex Lumber. And page 9 is looking exactly west, and that is Delmarva Power. Page 10 is one of the dwellings that is affected by the variances that I'm asking for you tonight. It's owned by our family and is a rental. Page 11 is another dwelling that is owned by our family and is also affected by setback variances and is also a rental. And I just went ahead and took a broader scope just to give you the character of the area on pages 12 through 15, just to give you an idea of about a half-mile radius around the property, what it looks like. And on page 16, I've included a letter of intent that we have already in place for two of the billboards. We're not new to the billboard business. It's something we've started nearly 30 years ago. It's our business. We understand it well. Like a lot of business owners in Sussex County, we want to grow. And we think it's an excellent location. It's always been a good spot where people turn to go to Bethany and Fenwick. It's already zoned C1. It doesn't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Our property won't increase traffic or involve any entrance permits. And with regard to the standards, our parcel is pretty unique in that it's a very narrow parcel, but it's one that fronts on two different roads, so it's linear and angular at one end. These variances are necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. They were not created by us. It shouldn't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, I've just said, and it won't impair the use of the adjacent property. We own the adjacent property. It won't be detrimental to public welfare, and they're the minimum that would afford relief. They present the least modification possible. I'd be happy to answer any of your questions. Thank you very much.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board on this application? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Brookman? Mr. Hudson?
Hey, just looking through your information sheet here. On your diagram, page 3,
mm-hmm.
relocated billboard number 1.
Yes.
One. That's the one that moved north?
Yeah.
Okay, will it be a monopole?
Yeah, they're all monopole.
They're all monopole?
All monopole.
Okay. So the original, when that?
Salt treated pylon.
Okay, where was that one located before?
The original one was located in page 2 and is called existing billboard to be moved north.
So it's moving, what, 100 feet or something?
Yeah.
Okay, the one to the south is just being renovated. It's not being moved.
It's not being moved. It's being moved a little bit, but not much.
Okay. And then the two in the middle you're adding.
Right. Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Miller?
No questions.
No questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, the applicant did submit 9 letters in favor.
9 letters in favor. Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Sir, you sit down just a moment.
Sure.
The lady
absolutely
behind you. In opposition.
Sandy Spence, 18471 Seashell Boulevard, Lewis. I just have a question. Do the same standards apply to special use exceptions as apply to variances?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
So you don't have to worry about a hardship?
Special use exception involves effect on adjacent or surrounding properties.
That's all.
It's the only thing a special use addresses.
Okay, thank you. No objection, then.
No objection. Okay. Okay. That changes. There's no objections. 9 in favor with 0 exception. Okay. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we table case number 10,664 in order to review the information that the applicant just handed us.
Into our next regular meeting.
Yes, sir.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I will be here. Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we table case number 10,664 until our next regular meeting, which will be on August the 2nd. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.